Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will catch up with former IU women's basketball player Amanda Cahill and talk about her experiences playing in Europe. We will talk Indiana baseball, the Indiana Cutters, and a whole lot more. So let's talk sports. We'll start with the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team getting an 18-16 win against the Indiana Tornadoes at Danville High School Saturday night. The Cutters finished the home portion of the regular season at Danville with a perfect 4-0 record. The Tornadoes scored first with a 32-yard touchdown run in the first quarter with 3:34 to go, and the two-point conversion makes it 8-0. After throwing two interceptions to start the game, Sydney Moore found Terrell Williamson on a 12-yard touchdown pass with 13:46 to go before halftime to make it 8-6. The Cutters took the lead in the third quarter when Sydney Moore found Bloomington North grad Andrew Franklin on a 10-yard touchdown pass to make it 12-8 with 11:56 to go in the third quarter. The Cutters were 0-2 on two-point conversions. In the fourth quarter, the Tornadoes scored with an 8-yard touchdown pass with 36.4 seconds to go to make it 16-12. The Cutters came back down the field as Cantrell Harris took a 57-yard kickoff return into Tornadoes territory after a couple plays and a pass interference. It was Marquise Holt's 3-yard touchdown run with no time left to give the Cutters the 18-16 victory. Holt, who played at Bloomington South, had 11 carries for 50 yards and the game-winning touchdown. Sydney Moore was 12 of 29, 129 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and Jawan King led the receiving corps with 5 receptions for 67 yards. The Tornadoes ran the ball 33 times for 87 yards and a touchdown. Passing, they were 10 of 26 for 146 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception that the Cutters' Raquel Nunn was able to claim. Also, the Tornadoes fumbled and Tay Wells recovered the ball for the Cutters. These two have a history of great games. It is one of the best rivalries in semi-pro football, and the Cutters come out on top, and they are now 4-2 on the year and take on the Kentucky Anna Cavalry next weekend in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Indiana University baseball had 6 players taken in the 2021 MLB draft this week in Denver, Colorado. Pitcher McCade Brown was 79th overall in the third round to the Colorado Rockies. Gabe Bierman went 209th in the 7th round to the Miami Marlins. Matt Witwicky went 286th in the 10th round to the Boston Red Sox. And Tommy Summer went 305th in the 10th round to the Chicago White Sox. All 4 are pitchers. And then in Cole Barr went 444th overall in the 15th round of the Seattle Mariners, while Grant Richardson went 513th overall in the 17th round to the New York Yankees. The 6 selections were the most in Big Ten by any Big Ten school this season. Henry Davis, a pitcher from Louisville, went number 1 overall. Also, 2 IU signees were picked. Colson Montgomery from Southridge High School in Huntingburg, Indiana, went 23rd overall in the first round of the Chicago White Sox. And TJ White, a first baseman outfielder from South Carolina, went 143rd overall in the 5th round to the Washington Nationals. White has already announced he has signed his minor league baseball contract with the Nationals, so he will forgo a career at IU. Montgomery has remained unsigned and only has a couple weeks to decide if he wants to return to college and play for the Hoosiers. Indiana University graduate Josh Rawlich has been named the president of the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown, New York. Walrich is a IU graduate. He grew up in Los Angeles. He has spent the last 10 years working for the Arizona Diamondbacks, 6 as the team's senior vice president of content and communications. He also spent 15 years with the Los Angeles Dodgers, working his way up from marketing intern to vice president of communications. He has also worked in public relations using his skills in marketing to help improve game day experience for Dodger fans, and has spent time in the Dodgers front office as a beat reporter and working on the team website. Those are your top stories. When we come back, we will talk to former IU women's basketball player Amanda Cahill. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jengison on the South Central Indiana News Network.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to welcome in my guest. She played for the Indiana Hoosiers women's basketball team from 2014 to 2018. She is entering her fourth season playing overseas in Luxembourg. She is Amanda Cahill. Amanda, an absolute pleasure to have you. Thanks for taking the time to join me.
Nick, thanks so much for having me. Good to catch up a little bit, and I'm excited to be on the show.
Well, I appreciate that. Of course, you and I go back to your playing days here at IU. It's been a while since I caught up. You've been home since June the 10th, and you get to go back to Luxembourg in September. How was this season for you, and how has it been playing overseas the last 3 years and having to adjust to just a completely different lifestyle from being here in the U.S.?
It's definitely been an adjustment going over there. You're just kind of on your own, and fortunately, I've been really lucky to find a good club, and I really enjoy Luxembourg, so they've done a good job taking care of me and helping me acclimate. I've also been pretty fortunate in having good teammates. I had won my first season, and the past two, I actually played with Samantha Logic, who played at Iowa. She was a senior when I was a freshman, so we had a little bit of a shared connection with playing in the Big Ten, and just a great person and great player, so that made it a lot easier just having somebody out there that it almost makes it feel like family. So in that aspect, it helped me a lot to adjust and just be away from my family for such extended periods of time. Basketball-wise, it's been nice. Luxembourg's kind of in the middle of the pack in leagues over there. It's not one of the best, but it's not one of the worst. So it's kind of right in the middle. We play with two professionals, sometimes three on a team, and then the rest are just Luxembourgish girls. So it's been fun doing that. They rely a lot on the professionals to score. We usually play about 40 minutes every game, so not a lot of breaks. So making sure we're in good shape is a big part of it. But overall, it's been a really awesome experience. The thing that I like the most is just the traveling part of it. Luxembourg's really central, so I've been able to go to a lot of different places. This past year with COVID was a little odd, but still do a little bit and got to finish out the season. So that was a plus. So yeah, it's been a great experience. Still not sure exactly when my end is coming. We'll see. I'm kind of playing it by ear right now. So last year we went to the finals and lost in the championship. So that was a bummer, but overall a good year. So yeah, I'm going back next year and we'll see how it goes.
Now, you talked about playing with Samantha Logic from Iowa. I know that most of the time there's only two or three foreign players on a team when you go overseas to play. Mm-hmm. So how is that adjustment that you're not the local there? What is it like to have to connect with your teammates and do all of them speak English and mm-hmm. just the barriers and the challenges you face with your team?
Yes, again, I got really fortunate my first year going over and finding the club that I play for. So I play for Walfredange, and all the people there have been great. Again, just helping us acclimate and then also just being good people and fun to be around. My teammates, it's kind of odd because it's a really wide range of ages. So my oldest teammate was 31 and my youngest teammate was 16. So it's kind of a widespread. And then during the day, they all are either working or at school, and then they have obviously their families and their own lives there, while our lives is pretty much just basketball. So while we're there, you know, you make some connections, but it's our job to be there and be playing and working out. So it's not difficult to connect with them because, again, they're good people and we spend time with them, especially on the weekends and at practices and obviously a lot during games and just as a team. But it's also weird in the fact that our schedules just look so different from one another. And age-wise, it's such a wide range again. Like I said, has been good with the group that I have, but it's very unique from college where everyone pretty much is doing the same thing all the time, going to class, working out all together. There we do a lot of workouts on our own. And again, during the day, it's kind of up to us how we spend our time. I sub at the international school, so that helps me, one, stay involved in my degree. I studied education, so kind of put that on my resume that I've still been doing something with kids, and then work out and kind of hang out. Luckily, Luxembourg also is a pretty small country, so all the Americans or professional players, whether they be from Europe or wherever, we actually have pretty similar schedules, and so we all hang out a decent amount, and again, that helps having some type of a community there. Also, it's really awesome because all my teammates speak at least four languages. Some of them speak five, and English is usually their fourth one. So they'll speak Luxembourgish, German, French. So they'll learn those three, and then English, and they all speak it fluently. I don't have really any issue communicating with any of them. It's really amazing how they can kind of flip back and forth so easily. So to kind of backtrack a little bit and answer that part of the question, it's really amazing what they can do.
So how are the coaches over there, and is there any different from their coaching style in Europe to here in the United States, or what you were accustomed to growing up?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely different in the fact that, again, they rely a lot on the professional players. So whether that be two or three players on the team playing a lot of the minutes and just us relying a lot to score and rebound and make plays, I think that's been a lot different than versus college, where it's a lot more evenly spread, I suppose. Also, the coaches get hired by the club as well. So it's kind of similar, I guess, to our contracts where it's like year by year. So I've had, this will be my third coach this year within 4 years. Actually, fourth coach. So I've had a different coach every single year. So it's a little bit different in that aspect too, where it's kind of a little fluid with who's going to be there, who's not. This past year, our coach is American, and she was 30, early 30s. Really awesome lady. So not only was she a good coach, but then we also formed a pretty close relationship off the court. So that made it fun too.
Who are some of the other American players that play in the league with you?
It's kind of a spread from all over. This past year, we had another girl that's been there for a long time, is from Pittsburgh. She played at Cleveland State, Shea Winston, a girl named Belle Piliotti. She played somewhere in California. I can't remember the name of it right now. I'm trying to go like team by team, kind of. We have Alex Luen, who played at Villanova. I'm trying to think of some other professionals. We have a couple Serbian girls that played. One girl is from Ohio, played at a Division II school. A couple girls in the past from Green Bay. So kind of a spread of everybody all over.
Luxembourg being such a small country and Europe the way it is, what's your favorite place that you've gotten to go visit so far overseas?
Probably Barcelona, Spain. I went, not this past year, but the spring before, and it was just really awesome. It was actually my first solo trip that I went by myself, and that was kind of fun to go alone and just experience that and traveling internationally by yourself. But I really liked just the culture there. The food was awesome, and then it was right on the water, so that was cool, warm weather. So probably that.
Now, what is your schedule? You talked about your teammates' schedule during the season. What is your schedule like in terms of how many games per week and practices, and just kind of take me to what a typical week during the season's like for you?
So most weeks we'll practice 3 to 4 times in the evening. And then every day during the day, I'll go shoot and lift a few days of the week, make sure I'm working out during the day. We get lunch through our club 5 days a week, so that's nice as well. And then usually we play on Saturdays, occasionally on Sundays. Most of the time it's just 1 game a week, but here and there sprinkled in, we'll play 2 games a week. And then there's also a separate cup tournament. So throughout the season, we'll have a few extra games through that. So typically that's what our week will look like. Again, it depends a little bit on what the game schedule looks like, but I would say a pretty typical week would be that.
Do you get to come home during the holidays or are you staying over there?
I'll get a couple weeks off for Christmas that I'll return home for. This past year, I actually came home a week in November for a wedding that I was in, and then I didn't come back for Christmas. I went to Finland with Sam, my teammate, and her fiance played up there. So I went there to visit them and spent it there. But most years we'll get a few weeks off and we can either choose to stay there and travel or come home.
Well, we're going to take a quick break when we come back more with former IU women's basketball player Amanda Cahill after this quick timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Everybody, I'm Hardy the Hat Guy. I think it's safe to say that I am Indiana's biggest fan of high school baseball. And I'll tell you what, I am a fan of Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. Catch him. He is interviewing people across the state, and I'm loving what he's doing.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, former IU women's basketball player, Amanda Cahill. Now, Amanda, we were talking about your pro career over in Luxembourg. Time to talk about your career here at IU. Do you still keep up with the team and all your teammates and Coach Morin?
Yes, I still have good relationships with pretty much all my teammates that I played with. I talk to some a little bit more than others, but I would say pretty much everybody I catch up with on occasion and still follow each other on social media and whatnot. So pretty involved in one another's lives. I talk to Coach Morin as well here and there, and also the assistant coaches. Coach Rhett, I still talk to pretty often, and Coach Bach. And I still keep up with Coach Janice, who's actually down in Alabama now. But it kind of is cool because Ashley was our GA, who's the assistant coach now. So it's nice also to know her. So I know everybody's still on staff, and then Liz and Bree and everybody else involved. So yeah, I was hoping last summer I got to go down in Bloomington and see them, but I don't know if I'll make it down this summer. Hopefully sometime soon I'll be able to see them all again.
Did you get to, of course, keep track of IU Sweet 16 and Elite Run being over in Europe? I'm sure you got to follow that.
Yeah, I actually set my alarm and woke up in the middle of the night to watch the last few games because the time change there made it a little bit hard, but couldn't miss it. I was really proud of them and thought they had such a great year. It was really cool to watch and to see how far we've come. I don't know, it made me proud.
Now, you got to IU in 2014, and one of the things that we all learned about you is once you got here was your teammates, your coaches, everybody calls you by your nickname, which is Beast. So for those who don't know, explain where the nickname came from.
So my middle name is Brooke. So I don't know, for whatever reason, when I was young, I used to always go up to people and I would introduce myself and say, hi, my name's Amanda B. Cahill. And for whatever reason, my dad started kind of stuck with the B part and kind of took that and ran with it. So he started calling me B, and it's just a lot shorter. Amanda has three syllables, and there's not, I mean, the only real nickname would be Mandy for that, which I'm not a huge fan of for me personally. And it's still two syllables. So B just makes it kind of short and easy to say, especially out on the court.
Now, when you came here to IU from Clyde, Ohio, you played for your dad in high school. So what was that experience like for you getting to play for your dad?
Great. I always say my high school experience was kind of like a little fairy tale. I played for my dad, which was awesome. We had a really great relationship on and off the court. And then I'm from a small town, so it was all my best friends that I grew up with were on my team. And we had a great community behind us that supported us. So it was a lot of fun. Really good memories.
Now, when you chose IU, what were the other schools that you were looking at?
Top few schools that I was considering at the end were obviously Indiana, Michigan, Toledo, and Pittsburgh.
And obviously, we're all happy as can be that you chose your full career here. 1,000-point scorer, 1,000-rebounder. What are some of your biggest takeaways from your time here in Bloomington?
I feel like I just grew a lot as a person. It was nice. And like I said, I'm from a small town, so kind of getting away from that and just meeting a lot of different types of people and experiencing new things. I feel like I really grew up and kind of formed who I am now. And I would say that was probably my biggest takeaway just as a person. Athletically, it was awesome and a great time being there. We have great facilities. Like I mentioned before, I made really good relationships with my teammates, my coaches. I don't know. I would just say overall, I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but the people that I met and just the life lessons that I learned are probably my greatest takeaways.
One of your senior classmate, Tyra Buss, is now the assistant coach at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. You two were one of the most dynamic duos, I think, in women's college basketball. So do you still, how much do you communicate with her?
Yeah, I think it's so awesome. I know she did a good job down in Evansville last year and was excited to get up in the Wisconsin area. She has some people close to her and family up there, so I know she's excited for that move. And I'm sure she's doing a great job with the girls, getting them ready for the summer. I still talk to her and keep up with her a decent amount. I actually was just up in Milwaukee last weekend, and it was kind of a bummer because she was gone for recruiting, and the day she got back was the day that I left. So we didn't get to meet up, but we talked a decent amount and are trying to plan something for later in the summer. I'll be back up kind of in that area for some wedding festivities. So hopefully we can link up then. Yeah, we still will text or talk here and there and catch up.
Now, going back to your final game here at IU, where you guys won the Dunn Assembly Hall home floor in front of a record crowd of 13,000 people. Of course, I was at that game. What an incredible experience. I'm sure that you just remember it like it was yesterday.
Yes, it's one of my best memories from college and throughout my whole life. I just remember the coolest moment I thought was when we were getting announced and everyone was doing the lights, and I just looked up and the whole place was filled with people with their phone light getting ready to cheer us on while we eventually ended up winning the game and then celebrating after. So it was kind of a magical day. And again, one, like you mentioned, that I won't ever forget.
Beside Assembly Hall, what was your favorite place to go play on the road?
I actually really liked Minnesota's gym, the Barn. I don't know why. A lot of people weren't fans of the elevated court, but I just always really liked it, maybe because it was just unique, but I always thought that was a fun place to play. So probably that.
Now, one of the cool moments that if fans that got to go to Assembly Hall always had was you guys got to stay on the floor after every game, win or lose, to sign autographs and interact with fans and all that stuff. How important was that to you? To have that interaction with the entire fan base?
It was awesome. Again, though, that kind of comes up in my mind when I think of some of my favorite memories of IU was just getting to interact with all the fans and especially the kids, because I think a lot of them played basketball and were looking up to us. And it was just a really neat experience to be able to talk to them. And even if it was for a few moments, maybe signing something or taking a picture or just getting that, like I said, interaction with them really meant a lot. Also, no matter what, if we won or lost, you know, they didn't really care. It was still neat for them to talk to us and they were still excited. And that made it kind of special too, because after a loss, sometimes you're frustrated and you're just kind of down, but that puts it a little bit into perspective that sometimes it's bigger than just the game and it means more to make an impact and kind of make those connections with people.
So what is your off season like this summer? You're back in Ohio, you're keeping busy. So what is the off season like for Amanda Cahill before we go back to Luxembourg?
So for my quote unquote summer job, I'm doing basketball workouts with kids. So again, it's something that I enjoy. So that's why I say quote unquote, because it's not too much of a job. It's more fun than anything. But I do that. I am working out a lot, just keeping myself in shape and ready to go for when I do go back, and then trying to spend a lot of time with friends and family. Obviously, while I'm there, I try and stay in pretty close touch with them, but it's a lot different face to face, just being able to spend quality time. And with last year with COVID, I feel like I did get to spend a lot of time with my family, but I didn't get to see a lot of people that maybe live in different places or that I don't talk to a ton. So I'm trying to get a lot of that in and just visit people and keep busy. So it's been good. It's been fun seeing everybody. And like I said, very busy, but good. A good type of busy.
Well, Amanda, I really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on going back for your fourth season. We all are excited for you, happy for you. You had a great career here at IU. You were wonderful to the program, to all the fans, and we back you 100%, and we just can't wait to see what you do next, and best of luck to you, and really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
My thanks to Amanda Cahill for being my guest this week. New Indiana Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle has announced the hiring of four assistant coaches to complete his staff. Lloyd Pierce, who comes to the Pacers from the Atlanta Hawks, where he was the head coach for 2.5 seasons, and now with Team USA getting ready for the Olympics in Tokyo as an assistant. Ronald Norred, who played at Butler University, returns to the state of Indiana after 3 seasons as an assistant coach for the Charlotte Hornets. Mike Weiner joins the Pacers after 13 years with the Dallas Mavericks, 4 as an assistant coach, and he was with the Mavericks when they won the 2011 NBA championship. And Jenny Busek also joins the staff. She spent the last 3 years in Dallas as an assistant coach, and then was a player development coach with the Sacramento Kings. She is the 3rd woman to coach in the NBA. Carlisle comes back to the Pacers after the last 13 years with the Dallas Mavericks. The 2020 Tokyo Olympics that were postponed last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic will get underway officially this Friday with the opening ceremonies. 15 athletes, 2 coaches, 4 sports are represented along with 6 countries for former and current Indiana University athletes. Bailey Anderson will represent Canada in swimming, while Jessica Goderwalt and Shay Fournier-LaRoche will represent in water polo. Gabby Rennie, who just finished her freshman year, will represent New Zealand in women's soccer. Tomar Frankel, who finished his freshman year, will represent Israel in swimming. Vinny Lanza will represent Brazil in swimming. Marwan Elkamash and Ali Kalafala will represent Egypt in swimming. Zach Apple, Michael Brenniger, Andrew Capobianco, Michael Hinkson, Willie King, Jessica Parado, Blake Peroni, along with Drew Johansson, United States diving coach, and Ray Luz, swimming assistant coach, will all be part of the red, white, and blue delegation in Tokyo. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This
was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.